Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just want to talk about how much of a badass Bryce Harper is. He's 3 for 3 tonight with a run scored and a home run in the first off of Jesse Chavez. A two-out blast, 1-0 count, nobody on. His 73rd RBI on the season. He turned a single into a double. Like, he broke for second and slid in under the throw. He had another hit in the game. The guy is just lighting up the Angels. He's been incredible this year when you think about it. I mean, this guy does it all. Now, I know everybody's all excited about Trout being back, but Harper's hitting .335, 24 homers, 73 RBIs, 441 on base, 625 slugging. I mean, he was previously in a 1-for-11 slump going into the game tonight. But Saturday he was 2-for-5, Sunday 1-for-4, Monday 2-for-4. So I don't even know what that means. The guy was getting hits left and right. Bottom line, I love watching this guy play baseball, and he's all over the field. He's hitting home runs. He's diving for balls in the outfield. He's sliding in head first, sliding in foot first. He does everything. He's crazy. 11 of his 24 home runs have been on two strike counts this year. He's incredible. I love his demeanor at the plate, too. He's just ferocious looking up there, standing with the bat over his head and ready to just get it on. And he rips another double. Oh, my God. This guy is just going off tonight. 4-for-4. He's going for 3. He's a freak. And he's safe. Oh, my God. Bryce Harper. And he's screaming at his teammates. And now he's talking to the third baseman. He's like, don't touch me. He's all kinds of fired up. I love the way this guy plays baseball. What a badass. Did you see that? That was a double, and the guy went for 3. He's just a freak hustling his ass off. Garber High's like, I don't care. I hate him. Never liked him to begin with. Unbelievable. That just should have been a double. Hey, now, there's some chick in the crowd there. And, you know, I'm doing all right. Need to get her to wave to us. It really is unbelievable. Bryce Harper going off. I mean, I just love watching a guy like that do his thing for the Nationals. Here's Zimmerman now. He's hitting .324, 20 homers.
How about the third baseman trying to be sneaky and as he's yelling at to his teammates with his hands coming off the bag slightly but not completely. He's got the fingertips on there, kind of grabs the arm and picks it up to try to tag him out.
Right. How about Zimmerman's got 64 RBIs too.
Now the career leader for the franchise in home runs. Blast
Vladdy
yesterday.
He's hitting .324 with 20 homers and 64 RBIs.
Which is amazing because that guy over the last couple of years has had, you know, struggles with injuries. Hasn't been the same since he was a star, you know, 4 or 5 years ago was him. And it was right, you know, as the best third baseman in the NL East back and forth, the two of them. And then they both have battled injuries. The way he's come back this year has been incredible.
And then Daniel Murphy's hitting .341 with 16 and 71. That's got to be the best 3-4-5 in baseball. I mean, look at even Rendon, the 6. He's hitting .321 with 20 homers and 64 RBIs as well. That's insane. And how about Lynn, the first baseman? He's hitting .326 with 31 RBIs. I mean, the whole team is crazy.
And he barely plays.
Really?
Yeah, he fills in.
What about, so Defoe, what does he do? He's hitting .250. Oh, he's horrible. But boy, that 3-6 is insane.
I mean, it all sounds nice, and it's great that they score 1,000 runs.
3-4-5-6. Harper, Zimmerman, Murphy, and Rendon is incredible.
It's great, and it sounds cool, and they score a lot.
He drove him in, too. He got the go-ahead run. Zimmerman drove in Harper in the eighth. They got
but
the lead.
Do scoring offenses like that always win in October?
No.
That team has got a bullpen ERA of about 5.5. So, I get it. They just got a couple guys who will hopefully solve that problem for them, but... Geez, you know, it's hard to win in October with power and bad bullpens. It's hard to do.
So you're suggesting that they're not going anywhere?
I'm suggesting I'd like to see Madsen and Doolittle stabilize that bullpen and get that ERA down from 5.5 before I start getting crazy about them.
Where's the last time Madsen was good?
He hasn't been bad the last couple years. He had that one bad injury in Philly. Since then, he's come back okay.
Is that where he was, Philly?
That's where he was really starting to become a big-time closer, and then he hurt his arm. He's been with Oakland a few years. He was with Kansas City, I think, maybe, for that one. Either the year they lost to the Giants or the year they won it. I forget which year. But Madsen, he's been around a little bit, but he can get it done.
So now he's with the Nationals.
Yes.
And Doolittle.
Yes.
So does that save them? Do you think it fixes their problem?
I think they need more. I think that they had no arms out there pretty much.
Well, I really like the way they manufactured that run. You get a double, he turns it into a triple, and then Zimmerman hits a single right up the middle, and that's the go-ahead run. So here's Murphy. He's 0-for-3 in the game. But, man, that 3-4-5-6, those guys are all hitting well over 300 and just killing it. No wonder they're so good. 56-36, and they're 30-17 on the road. I think this guy, Murphy's a great hitter, too. I really do. He just, I can't even, I'll never understand the New York Mets. How stupid are they? Honest to God. That ownership group of theirs, too, the Wilpons, what a bunch of drips they are. Honest to God, seriously, how do you give up on a guy like that that hits the ball like him? He's like a pure hitter, right? Is he not just a pure hitter? He goes up and he just rips singles and doubles left and right, doesn't he? Does that guy not have the sweetest swing? Is he not just a constant on-base threat getting on with singles and doubles? Is he not? And then how do you let a guy like that leave New York? I mean, honestly, you must be stupid. You got to be stupid to let a guy like that leave.
Because he was never that in New York, that's why. Until he left, just like so many players, once they get out of the Mets organization, become legends.
Yeah, but I thought he clearly had a couple of good years with the Mets.
He had a good playoff run. That year before he was a free agent, he had a great playoff
run. When
he
went to the World Series.
But that same season, he had 73 RBIs and 14 home runs in 130 games.
That was his season. That was the season, his best year with the Mets.
Before that, he had 57 home runs and 9 RBIs. 57 RBIs and 9 home runs, I mean. 78-13, 65-6. He was never great until all of a sudden he got out of New York.
So you think that when he played for the – and when he got that hot and made the World Series, that they thought he sucked?
They thought he got hot in the playoffs and that was it. And his defense was always questionable at second base. They said, you know what, it's not worth it. He's not going to do it again, and instead he proved them wrong. Good for him.
And he's been fantastic.
He's been incredible in the 2 years in Washington.
Do you think he's a great hitter now?
It certainly seems like him. He went out 4-25 last year, 71-16 so far this year.
He's well on his way to a buck and a quarter. They let that one slip through their fingers because they're idiots.
The highest he ever – I mean, he had 320 for the Mets 1 year, but like the last couple of years it was – 281, 289, 286. He was like a 280 hitter, then all of a sudden 347 and 344.
He's got to be on something. Love potion number 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.